السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله. Blood Venture.
The season of farewell.
ترک سفر کن مردم من از دل واپسی
Abbas said that the enemy forces were preparing for battle, upon which Imam Hussein told him to go to them and delay it until tomorrow so that the caravan of Karbala could occupy themselves with Quran recitation and supplication throughout the night. He went to them and they accepted. Throughout that night, all the companions spoke one after another and their words had the same content. By God, we will never leave you alone and our lives will be sacrificed for you. Imam Hussein told them that all of them would die on the day after and that not a single body of theirs would be respected. Then he told them to raise their heads and he showed them their ranks and positions in paradise one after another. Imam al-Sajjad has said that the night I was sitting and while my aunt was taking care of me, my father was sharpening the arrows. When my father recited a lamentation, I realized that the misery had fallen in. My aunt Zainab had heard what I had heard, so she went to my father in a crying state, saying, "Fie this tragedy, how I wish that I had been dead by now." Imam Hussein looked at her and said, "Oh, dearest sister, do not let Satan take your endurance and patience away from you." Islam has remained until today, and the path to God has remained because of the actions of Imam Hussein and Zainab. Their patience, firm stance, and perseverance made it that the globally followed values and ethics today are those of the religion. Imam Hussein was occupied with supplications and reciting the Quran throughout all of the night and his companions with him.
این شب است آن که ملائک در میخانه زدند گل آدم بسرشتند و به پیمانه زدند با من راه نشین باده مستانه زدند قرعه فال به نام من دیوانه زدند یوسف فاطمه را ننگ جهان زندان است امشبی را شهدی در حرمش مهمان است ظهر فردا بدنش زیر سم اسبان است مکنه صبح طلوع مکنه صبح طلوع